You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The brain responsible for keeping a person's attention on something. The study is published in the journal Brain. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:02, it's 69 degrees in Flemington, and it is this bright sunshine out there, and it looks that way for the next 3, 4, 5 days. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 80. Saturday, sunny with a high of 82. Sunday, sunny with a high of 84. And then Monday, sunny with a high of 84 again.
Savings!
You can't skip this Geico ad because it's already over. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm a huge fan of this song, by the way.
Sorry, I was last minute, and I'm thinking Sunshine. Sunshine Day wasn't popular, so.
You played that last week, didn't you?
It was a while ago.
Walking in Partly Cloudy Skies, that's the name of the song, isn't it? And that wasn't that the weather for today?
I just said sunny.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers an array of programs, services, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Ouch, Jennifer.
I'm sorry about that.
That hurt my ears.
I'm sorry.
Be a little professional over there, please.
Yeah, right.
On today's show, the 19th Friends of HDL book sale has come and gone. Jennifer will paint a picture of how the day went. Or weekend when, I guess. There was more than one day. 104H has set up their annual displays throughout the library. Jennifer tells us why she thinks she should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Comic Fest, and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Good news at the Hunterdon County Library. The computers are up and running. They were down for the last several days.
Week. So if you sent us an email in the last week...
And also good news, Hunterdon County Library News, the sidewalk is being repaired in front.
It is being poured as I left.
So by early next week, I believe we'll have a brand new sidewalk.
Indeed.
You won't be taking your life into your hands coming to the Hunterdon County Library?
I wouldn't go that far, but at least you'll get in.
There'll be other reasons.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, I mentioned the book sale. Do you have any stats or news about it for me?
Nothing.
Listeners, nothing?
Nothing. I asked Karen yesterday. She said she knew nothing. Nobody has told me anything.
No, like the weather was beautiful.
The weather was gorgeous.
I'm assuming all went swimmingly well.
I guess.
Because
it was at South County Park, we don't know. I know the bookmobile went down, and that's where they counted the money.
Was Joan Brelsford there?
Nope.
Well, this was a very disappointing report. Why did I mention that you were
I don't know why you mentioned it. I thought you'd have numbers or something. I have nothing.
Me? Nope. I don't know anything at the library. You're basically the director there. You should be knowing everything.
I am not basically the director. Mark Titus is the director.
I said basically, Jennifer. Kind of like Deflategate. Did you see that this Deflategate's back in the news again?
I did. I just heard it on the way in.
After all this, people, the public should be enraged that they have to waste their time listening to this nonsense. After all this time, how long has it been since this debate's been going on? 5 months?
Yeah.
This is what they got to say. More probable than not, Jennifer, Tom Brady knew that the footballs were deflated. Okay. That's what they came up with after 5 months. People should be enraged. He likely knew.
All right, so he knew. All right, let's move on. It's over.
Jennifer, more probable than not.
That's not even, it doesn't even make sense.
We're gonna play a commercial at 15 minutes. I mean, it might not happen.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even make sense.
It's stupid, Jennifer, because these researchers spent all this money. They have to come up with something, right?
I mean, is it going
or they're going to say, "Why? What did all our money go to?
Is it going?
You couldn't
to change?
Find anything.
Is it
going to
change the fact?
They're looking at. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I regret I brought it up.
I regret kind of you did too.
Okay, we were supposed to have a program at the library last night. Matt Richards Power Trio, Jennifer, but I postponed it for several reasons.
Wise idea.
I wanted to promote it a little bit better and get a good crowd for Matt, and just with the entrance. The main entrance being worked on and that nonsense.
Yeah, we could, and we were not getting emails for the last
correct.
Week,
I decided so to.
I think that was a smart
there
idea.
There was bad vibes going on. I wanted to break free of that. So Matt Richards, Power Trio, Jennifer will be returning to the library Wednesday, June 17th.
But we, you know
what? Full month to clear your calendar and come to the Hunterdon County Library.
We do need to thank the IT department of Hunterdon County who has been on the case of the library since Friday about 12:30. Amy Jo and
did we
Carol
find out a cause for this outage, Jennifer? Was the library the only one affected?
Yeah, I think it was just the equipment was old. But Amy Jo and Carol and Jackie and especially Brian and Bill, and they got us up and running.
Yes, thanks, guys.
They really.
All right, and now we have some programs up and running coming this week. Jennifer, starting with tonight, Thursday, May 7th, we're showing a movie at the Hunterdon County Library, an Academy Award-nominated film. As a part of our series, we're showing Wild. Did you happen to see that movie, Jennifer?
I did not.
Starring Reese Witherspoon, where she walks some Pacific Trail or something.
Right, it's based on the book by Cheryl Strayed.
Okay.
That I know.
We'll be showing it again. If you can't come tonight at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, we're showing it again at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, May 9th.
And I initialed something from Home Depot that looks like some blackout shades for the North County branch.
That's awesome, Jennifer. Great news.
Is that true?
I don't know.
So that would be good because then it'll be a little darker in the meeting room for them.
The movie series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Other movies in the series coming up, American Sniper, we're showing next Wednesday, May 13th. Very popular movie. And Still Alice will be shown at the Hunterdon County Library on May 21st and the North County Branch Library on May 23rd. Next Wednesday.
And there's also another movie that's not part of the series. And then on next Thursday, May 14th, we're showing Girl Rising. It's a groundbreaking feature film.
Can we go in order, Jennifer?
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about movies because you read all the movies.
I just was on the movie thing and I moved on. I was going to...
Well, you skipped Tuesday when you moved on.
Well, I'm sorry. Why don't we start with Tuesday then? What is Tuesday?
Tuesday's Tai Chi with Judy Hasson.
Oh, that was rescheduled.
That was rescheduled.
It? Okay.
And there's
still room?
Mm-hmm. There's still room for that, about 8 more spaces. And I've just set up with Judy's part of Hunterdon Integrative Medicine at the Medical Center. It's a nonprofit organization. And they're going to do a series of 6 wellness classes at the library.
Awesome. Starting when?
Starting the Tuesday after Memorial Day, May 26th.
Okay.
We're going to do a couple Tuesdays, and then we're going to move to Wednesdays.
I don't know anything about this. Shouldn't I
yes,
be promoting
do.
This?
Well, you do. You did, and I just got the flyer today because I just got my email back today.
Okay.
It's on my list for you for tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. There's no list for tomorrow, Jennifer, by the way.
You're not going to be here?
No, I'm going to be here.
Okay.
I got a lot of catch-up to do.
Yeah.
But I don't need anything else put on my plate, needless to say.
The flyer is finished. They did everything.
Okay, Jennifer, next Wednesday, May 13th. That's actually my brother's birthday.
And we actually did talk about it.
We did?
Yeah.
What, my brother's birthday?
No, the wellness thing. I told you I was going to do it.
Okay.
It was a while ago.
I believe you.
I know you do. You don't really.
Workforce Wednesday is next Wednesday, May 13th. It's my oldest brother's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jim's oldest brother.
No idea what his name is, do you? Mm-mm. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. His name is Jeff.
Jeff, really?
He's 4 years older than me, so how old would he be? 55.
He'll be 55.
Wow. 55.
What are your other brothers' names?
Brian and Kevin. Brian lives in Cincinnati, and Kevin lives in Sarasota, Florida. I'm actually going to Cincinnati over Memorial Day weekend. I think it's confirmed, so I won't be here that Friday.
When are you going?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, but you're
going to
be here Thursday.
Yeah.
That's all. That's pretty funny. I have cousins. There's five boys, and three of them are Brian, Kevin, and Jim.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are we somehow spiritually connected, Jennifer?
You really should hope not.
Workforce Wednesdays, Jennifer, the multi-generational workplace will be presented by Jan Goodman of the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board next Wednesday, May 13th at 1 p.m. It's an afternoon program at the North Cannon Branch Library. If you're interested, call 788-1434 to reserve a seat or for more information. And as always, if follow along at home since you are on the internet, www.hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all our programs that we talk about on the show are right there with more information that we read. And then, did you want to talk about Girl Rising?
Now
or
I will
Jennifer?
Talk about Girl Rising. Girl Rising is a groundbreaking feature film that spotlights the stories of nine unforgettable girls from around the world, each born into unforgiving circumstances. The film captures their dreams, their voices, and their remarkable lives.
Can I have
lives.
An example? What is a unforgiving circumstance?
I would imagine abject poverty. I would say probably abject poverty.
Okay,
is mostly, or into a very oppressive society.
In a nutshell, Jennifer, what's this about?
It's dedicated to empowering and achieving educational equity for girls around the world.
I want it in your words. Equity in empowering. You're losing.
Yeah, empowering is not really my favorite kind of. It's. Do you remember the young woman who won the Nobel Peace Prize last year? Malala Yousafzai, the young girl who was shot in the head for trying to go to school, and then she lived.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do remember that.
So, it's about that whole that even as rich as parts of the world are. There are still places in the world where young women aren't allowed to go to school, attend school. They don't have the money, or society prevents them from going to school.
Okay.
So this film was directed by Academy Award nominee Richard Robbins, and it's narrated by a lot of famous women: Kate Blanchett, Priyanka Chopra, Selena Gomez, Anne Hathaway, Salina Hayek. Men also: Liam Neeson, Meryl Streep.
Girl power.
Girl power.
That's great. I'm all for it. So why, by the way, the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, why am I in there?
What reason aren't you in the Baseball Hall of Fame? What is the main reason?
The main reason, because I've never played professional Major League Baseball, I would have to say.
Don't skip the obvious there, Jennifer.
But the reason I should be in there is because I was probably at... I attended a Phillies-Mets game, which probably had one of the worst innings ever. The Phillies batted in the first inning, the bottom of the first inning, the Phillies batted. They must have sent 15 players to the plate, and they won. Like Von Hayes, I think, hit two home runs in the first inning, and the score was like 12-0.
How long ago was this?
I was driving. It was the year. It was the same night Karen Ann Quinlan died. We could look that up.
What are you talking? Where is this coming from? You weren't even at the game?
No, I was at the game. And when we were driving home, we heard on the radio that Karen Ann Quinlan died.
Oh.
I had taken my mother for Mother's Day, so it's probably...
I hate to say this, but who's Karen Ann Quinlan
She
again?
Was in a coma for years and years and years and years.
Why does that stick with you?
It's just because I took my mother to the baseball game for Mother's Day. She's a huge Met fan.
I love the tangents you go off on. They're just mind-boggling sometimes.
They lost. It was such a routing that they lost so badly. And then she offered to drive home because I could never get out of the old Veterans Stadium. I always had to go to the Navy Yard and look at the guard, you know, and say, can you tell me I got 95, please? So she offered to drive home, and I fell asleep on the way home, and she was mad. And then she heard on the radio that Karen Ann Quinlan had died.
All vivid memories for you.
Yep. All vivid memories. You know what else is a vivid memory for me?
What's that?
It's 11:15 and time to do the commercials.
No, not quite yet. We'll get there.
Okay.
I was going to say something about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sidetracked me. What do you think about all these people that aren't allowed in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Pete Rose and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, do you think they should be in, or do you think?
You know, I kind of think, I don't know. I don't know what the criteria is. I mean, if it's based on your baseball career, you know, then
they have to be in, right?
Yeah. And I mean, what are they going to do? Say Alex Rodriguez didn't break Hank Aaron's record because maybe some of those home runs were hit while he was taking steroids?
I agree with you, Jennifer. I mean, baseball pulls this holier than thou attitude sometimes, where it's records are sacred, and baseball is guilty as any sport for. They did not allow African Americans to play sport for 60 years,
right.
And all of a sudden, you know, a little. I want every bigot out of the Hall of Fame. I think that's a much worse offense.
And
gambling or taking steroids.
It's harder to prove.
I know, but there'd be four people in the Hall of Fame from the early days of the.
I have to play the disclaimer now for certain.
I know, but I just they make me mad, baseball, that they think all these holy records will be tainted when African Americans couldn't play in the early. The records would have been completely different.
You sort of get a deflating feeling when you think about it, don't you?
Josh Gibson is probably turning over in his grave right now. He'd be the home run king. Talk about. But, oh well. I don't know. What are we doing today, Jennifer?
I don't know, Jim. We're going to go to the commercials, and then we're going to do Today in History and regroup.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That music's gone too.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer, what are you doing?
The music is
We
gone.
Promised our listeners we were going to come back strong and professional.
All the, music, is, all the music is gone.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Thanks for listening, despite...
This is terrible.
Don't worry about it, Jennifer.
Okay. I'll be better prepared.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Coming up on the show, we'll be talking about Comic Fest, which is a little more than a week away, and the Outdoor Art Show, so stay tuned. But right now, it's Today in History. Jennifer, I'm talking.
Would you like me to sing behind you?
Sure.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Why did you offer? Today in History, I'm going to quiz Jennifer about some things that happened on May 7th during the course of history. See if Jennifer remembers. She won't remember this one because she wasn't born for at least a few centuries. 1429, Jennifer, May 7th. She ends the Siege of Orleans, pulls an arrow from her arm, and then returns to lead the final charge.
Oh, we have a book about her.
That turns the Hundred Years' War around, Jennifer, supposedly.
Tell me.
Joan of Arc.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of, I don't think. But
I thought that was a layup, Jennifer.
It should have been.
Talking about Girl Rising. Joan of Arc. Okay, Jennifer, May 7th, 1664. Construction of this is begun by Louis XV of France.
1664. The Palace of Versailles.
That is correct. Very good, Jennifer. Good deduction. In 1718, Jennifer, what city is founded by Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne? I'm sorry.
What is this, all French?
Just two French? Oh, that Joan of Arc was French, too. Interesting.
Interesting.
So far, so French.
St. Louis.
We're looking for Nolens. Nolens was founded in 1718. Okay, Jennifer, May 7th, 1840. What killed 317 people in Natchez, Mississippi on that day? 1840, May 7th.
A hurricane.
Close. The Great Natchez Tornado. 317 people, because back then, Jennifer, I guess there was no early warning system, unfortunately.
Wow.
Okay, Jennifer, and some more... fatalities for you. May 7th, 1915. 1,198 people are killed, including 128 Americans, which provoked the U.S. to enter World War I. What happened?
The Lusitania was sank by a German submarine.
Excellent, Jennifer. That's
Thank
the
you.
Perfect answer. Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, and finally, Jennifer, these people were born or died on May 7th. I'll just tell you your name. You tell me who they are.
Okay.
Born on May 7th in 1901, Gary Cooper.
He was an actor, a movie actor. I couldn't tell you what he was in.
For High Noon? We're looking for Pride of the Yankees. He played Lou Gehrig. Did you ever see that movie? You're a baseball fan?
No. Yeah, maybe.
Gary Cooper. 1909, Jennifer, Edwin Land is born.
Edwin Land. He was a jockey. I have no idea.
The Polaroid Land camera, Jennifer. Edwin Land invented instant photography.
Huh.
Surprised I knew that, didn't you?
Not really.
You remember the Land camera? Did you ever hear that term?
No, I never did.
The Polaroid Land camera?
I never did.
Okay, Jennifer, 1917, David Tomlinson is born on May 7th.
David Tomlinson.
I really only know him for one role, but it was a very good role.
Nope.
A Disney movie.
David Tomlinson. Was he Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins?
He was Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins. Very good. Jennifer George Banks. He also did a lot of other... He's a British actor. Did a lot of other Disney films as well as others. But that's where I know him from, Jennifer. So that's all that counts. 1931, May 7th. Teresa Brewer is born. Another person I only know what she did one thing.
I don't even know what... The name sounds familiar, but...
Teresa Brewer was a singer, and you know this, and a song she sang? I only know one. She was a very popular singer, probably in the 60s.
You say it, I'll know it.
Put Another Nickel in the Nickelodeon. That was her. And then finally, two deaths for you, Jennifer. 1998, on May 7th, Eddie Rabbit died.
Oh, I Love a Rainy Night.
I don't know, how do you know that song? Very good. And then 2002, Jennifer, Seattle Slew died.
He was a Kentucky Derby winner? He was a horse.
He was a horse, and he was a Kentucky Derby winner. He was actually a Triple Crown winner, Jennifer. From 1977, the second to last horse to do it. Wow. Seattle Slough died on this date 13 years ago.
Wow. I'm sorry for your loss.
And welcome back to the library show. Jennifer, where are we going from here? I want to hear all about Comic Fest.
I
want to
hear
everything till my ears bleed. I want to hear
about
Comic Fest.
I just emailed Jeremiah, and he didn't answer me. I think he's not
speaking. I think he can handle it.
I think he's not speaking to me any longer. We are so ready for Comic Fest. We've got... throughout the library where all the books are displayed, we've got graphic novels on display. Kendra has created some... Fizz Boom signs, which you generously helped retape up because duct tape does not stick to cement walls. Graphic novels, how to draw comic books, just everything. She's got a DC area and a Marvel area. And then Jeremiah created somebody gave us a 3D puzzle of New York City, Manhattan one time, and he created a backdrop for that with the bat signal with
that
the date
very
on
clever.
It. And then he jokerfied it on Sunday with some spray paint. And we've actually moved that into the library since our main entrance is not open at this moment. And we've got the schedule all firmed up. At the main level, the main floor, there will be a welcome and information table, at which you want to stop. You'll get the schedule of events for the day. You'll also get a number for a door prize. In the main gallery, we're going to have...
What's the door prize?
We've got loads of books and puzzles and posters donated. I've heard some rumors about some T-shirts coming as well. So there are definitely going to be loads of books. Down Artist's Alley, we're going to have Rob Feldman. He does Comic Zap. Oh, and at the displays, we also have some Comic Zap comic sheets. They're broadsheets with half a dozen, eight comics drawn by local artists.
What is Comic Zap? I don't know.
It's a broadsheet that's got comics on both sides. It's like a Sunday comic strip, you know, where it's like a two-row strip of comics, two rows of panels.
About what?
There's all different ones. There's Mr. Pig, drawn by John Schmidtberger, who will be there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. And then we also have some, I have it written on another piece of paper, donated by Paul Zadebski, the winner of the art show a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. What did he donate?
He donated some... it's more like the size of a Daily News, but not as thick, comic magazine, like a comic newspaper.
And what are we doing with that?
We're giving those away as well.
Okay.
So they're there also. Scott Shane, Dan Ellisi, Brian Nowakowski, Scott Hanna, who draws Spider-Man, Pamela Patak, she is a designer from Project Runway, Mike Stewart, who has done some work for Disney, and the Book Garden. And they will all be set up in the gallery. They will have some giveaways and they'll be selling some of their work and signing their work, and you can meet them and take pictures with them. We're going to have three different panels in the meeting room. At 10:30, Mike Stewart will talk about digital comics. At 12:30, Scott Hanna's going to talk, I'm not sure about what yet, I'm still waiting to hear.
I'm assuming Spider-Man.
I would imagine, but I don't assume anything because I get in trouble. At
2:30, does whatever a spider can.
At 2:30, we will have publishing and selling your own comics with Rob Feldman, Scott DeShane, Shannon O'Connell, John Schmidtberger, Brian Nowakowski, and Dan Ellisi. And then in the youth services room, we're going to have some paper crafts and some puzzles. We've got some stick figure superheroes and some masks to decorate. On the lower level, we're going to have live Minecraft. The final boxes are being wrapped as we speak now.
Did you find out how to play Minecraft?
I have not found it.
Oh, I thought you said you were watching someone do it.
In church. I was, attention was divided.
But what were they doing? Building?
They were building things. Yeah, and so right now,
and
Linda...
And then they blow it up?
Linda and Joan and Donna are covering boxes right now of paper, mostly brown, some blue, and some green. Jeremiah, please call and help me out. And then Kendra and Jeremiah have created monsters, and they're also going to create some heads that kids can put on and wear. And then we have some of those blocks from when you were kids, the cardboard blocks that look like bricks. So you'll be able to build things on the lower level.
So do you blow it, when you build something in Minecraft, do you blow it up? By the name, I'm thinking you blow it up.
I think so, but I don't know. Or maybe you try to protect it from getting blown up. I'm not sure. But Shannon O'Connell will also be doing make your own comic books, and she has found a clever way where you can do one slit in the paper. Jeremiah, please call. One slit in the paper, and then you can fold it, and it makes this really neat comic book. In the cafe, we will have board games, tables for magic. We'll be running a movie. There will be some refreshments donated by ShopRite of Flemington.
What kind of refreshments do we know?
We have four platters of cookies and pretzel rods.
Very nice.
And ShopRite of Flemington also donated a sandwich platter for our guests, for our speakers.
That's very nice.
Most of whom are donating their time.
Do we need to add to that from the PR committee, her friends account?
I just need to buy some napkins and some...
What about beverages?
We have water. We still have water out. We have water bottles out.
We need, like, punch.
Yeah, only if you're coming to make it. Ongoing, we're going to have scavenger hunt. We'll be on the main and lower levels. The scavenger hunts were popularized during our festive Fridays. There will be cosplay, so come in a costume, and prizes will be awarded, and they will be chosen by Pamela Patak of Project Runway. There will be door prizes. We're going to have face painting with Manny Faces from Frenchtown and music by The Creatures.
So that's all set, the band? I was going to ask about
that. Everything is all set.
Very good. Are they set up in that spot I suggested?
I think so, but we're going to set up on next Friday. You're going to be here, right?
A week from Friday, what's the date?
The 15th.
The 15th, I got to take my wife and daughter to the airport, but I think it's in the evening, so I think we're good. I'll be there to do whatever I can, Jennifer. Jeremiah Harris is on the phone debating whether to come on the library show or not.
I just told them everything. You can ask me questions. Okay, hold on.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, guys.
I just told everybody all about Comic Fest, so tell them what I didn't tell them. What you didn't hear is the boxes are almost all wrapped for Minecraft.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't hear it, what you guys said before, so did you mention the band, The Creatures, going to be performing?
I did. Do you know anything about them?
I have not Googled them yet, but I will.
Their website's a little bit out of date, but I sent you the schedule of events this morning.
Yes, I did see that. Eventually we're going to get that schedule posted out and distributed.
I need to make two online changes to it.
Yeah, I saw them too. But
they were questions for Rob.
Yeah, I know, and he didn't address them. That's okay. So we'll get that posted out and solicited, and
we'll get it done on by Saturday.
Yeah, even on the Facebook page as well. And I don't know if you were able to get anything other more information out in the virtual backpack for the local schools or not. But
it's been in East Amwell, Kingwood, and Reading Middle School.
Okay, what about like the North and?
I haven't heard that it got into any of those.
Okay. I mean, but we've gotten a lot of press. Our information has been in the... I did see it in the Express Times yesterday, where one of the artists is going to be performing... exhibiting. Scott Hanna, he's going to... He's actually tearing it up. There's...
I know.
Another, I guess, Comic-Con happening in the Phillipsburg area that he's going to appear at, and then a week later he's going to be at ours.
Yes.
So...
And then a week later they're doing a draw-in at the Stax in Bethlehem.
Oh, wow.
And he'll be there for that too.
Yeah, so he's staying pretty busy. I'm glad we were able to have him participate in ours.
And then there was something in the Courier News on Tuesday.
Yes, that's correct. Some pictures of one of the other exhibitors is going to be there, Shannon, and a nice little blurb on us to you know everything that we're preparing and doing for this our 100 Comic Fest. I was also able to put out on the Facebook page, you know, our picture that the Joker came around and tagged. I don't know if you have seen it yet.
I can't see. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the Facebook page right now, and I don't see it.
You have to look at the post to the page, and then you'll be able to see the picture that we posted there.
I still don't see the picture. All right, I'll find it.
Okay. I can't hear Jim.
Jim's not talking.
Okay.
I'm sitting back and letting this unfold, Jeremiah.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? I'm just not seeing it.
I'll find it. I want to put that picture on our Facebook page, too, that you did such a great job on that. That was a good idea.
Yeah, I really thought of it at the last minute. I was like, oh, well, Joker's here. So, hey, you can take that picture. I can send it to you.
Oh, wait, I see it. It's on your Facebook page. I clicked on it. It doesn't show up on their Facebook page.
It doesn't show up on theirs?
No, you have to click on...
Okay, Jennifer, we'll talk about this later.
Okay, but you're going to put it on the library's page, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. Okay, great. Then they all can see it.
Jennifer's going to send me the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right, we'll talk about work later. Jeremiah, in 25 words or less, describe how to play Minecraft.
You're going to... Okay. I would say you're using The Sims. You're playing Sims, except with blocks.
Now explain Sims.
Oh, come on. You know it's
like Sims. The Sim family or whatever, yeah.
It's the same concept, and I don't know why it's taken off as big as it has in this Minecraft area, but you have to create a person. You have to make sure you're monitoring him and feeding him. Otherwise, our big Enderman, he can attack you at night if you're not prepared. I don't know if you've seen our Enderman yet or not, but I've been taking some like preparation photos just to see how our process has been, so we can document all of our progress that we've been doing, and maybe even if there will be like a sort of slideshow at the end of this, if that happens, we can show how we built our Minecraft creatures that are going to be there.
Are you taking pictures as you go along?
Yes, I have been. Actually, Jim, we might need you because we kind of want one of them to hang from the ceiling. And
I forgot to tell him. I'm glad
I'm
you did.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be able to work. I hope it's not too heavy. I mean, it is just an empty box, but
it'll work.
It'll work. Jim will make anything work.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, we've got a lot going on. I'm pretty excited.
And you have somebody
it.
Taking pictures that day.
I don't have anyone taking pictures.
Well,
I'll
do it. I'll have the library camera, and we'll pass it around.
Are you dressing up, Jennifer?
We're negotiating Catwoman.
You should be Catwoman.
Oh,
Jim,
really?
You going to make an appearance?
Me? I'm planning on it, yes.
You going to come dressed up?
I don't know.
Give
me some ideas.
You know what we've been telling, most of our coworkers, just because, they're not entirely into all the cosplay. If you wanted to wear, like, a... comic shirt or anything like that. Like, some of them are going to be wearing either a Batman shirt or a Captain America shirt. We always said, yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
Well, no, we didn't say it's fine because Kendra informed them that Spider-Man and Batman hate each other, so somebody has to wear something else.
I didn't even realize they knew each other.
How do they know? They're in two different worlds.
Yes, I don't know either.
That's what Kendra said.
I think she's talking about Batman and Superman.
That might be more the case. I don't know. She knows her Marvel and DC. But anyway, yeah.
Maybe it was Batman and Superman. I don't know.
Okay.
Because that's a new movie coming out, Jennifer.
Yes, it is.
That would be more topical.
Okay.
Unless you meant like Captain America and Iron Man.
No, it was probably Batman and Superman, and I misspoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't be the first time on the radio show as our listeners know. All right, so this sounds like it's going to be a great day, and it's a little more than a week away, so...
Yeah, I'm still pretty excited about it. Hopefully we can...
Price of admission is see if Jennifer does indeed come as Catwoman. That will make your day...
Oh, yeah.
Everything else is just icing on the cake.
I will not be wearing leotards, okay? Let's just... But I think I can dig up a pair of black pants and a black...
And you're going to, like, paint whiskers on your face?
I can do that.
And have, like, ears or something?
Mm-hmm.
What is the extent? Are you going to have a tail?
Oh, I probably should. Mother, if you're listening, can you dig up a tail, Mother?
Definitely need a tail.
Your mom's going to make your costume for
you? I bet she's got a tail someplace left over from something.
Yeah, it's not going to work if you don't have a tail.
All right, I'll have a tail. But I am not coming in the black latex, so no fear.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks so much, Jeremiah. You're doing a great job.
All right, thank you,
Looking
guys.
Looking forward to it.
Hopefully I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah,
okay.
We will. Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Right. Bye-bye.
There's Jeremiah Harris talking about Comic-Con or Comic Fest. 100 and Comic Fest next Saturday, May 16th at the 100 County Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be there. Or be square. Quick look at your Flemington weather about 10 minutes late. Let me get it up on the page, Jennifer. Today, expect 81 degrees and partly cloudy skies. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, temperatures in the mid-80s. And skies ranging from cloudy to mostly sunny. Only a 20% chance of rain, maximum, over the next 5 days. It's a good forecast, Jennifer.
It is.
My wife told me this morning that it was supposed to rain this weekend. I don't know what she was looking at. Probably an accurate weather report, because this weather report that I look at usually is wrong.
Probably looking at my weather forecast.
Okay, Jennifer, I want to talk about the outdoor, another big event coming up, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale.
Okay, talk about it.
Coming up a little less than a month after Comic Fest on Saturday, June 13th, 2015, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Unless it rains, Jennifer. But we have
a rain date. It's not going to rain.
No, it won't rain. The rain date is Saturday, June 20th, but we won't talk about that now. So just plan on Saturday, June 13th. Save the date. If you're an artist and you want to enter the show, we still have a little room left. The entry deadline is the end of this month. The exhibitors could be students, adult amateurs, or adult professionals. There's a modest entry fee. If you want more information about entering the show, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the Outdoor Art Show right on the homepage. Click on that, and the entry form will come up. Print it out, fill it out, and either mail it to the library or drop it off. The first 75 artists, Jennifer, will be accepted. I don't know what we're currently at. But
I was just going to ask you.
But I think we're in the 40s, would be
my guess.
Three local judges, actually two local judges, Jennifer, will award cash prizes for best in show and first place in each category and age group. There will also be a Public's Choice Award this year, and ribbons will be awarded to all winners in several categories, such as oils, acrylics, tempera, watercolors and pastels, pencil, ink, and chalk, and mixed media. And this is how it works, Jennifer. It's an outdoor show, like I mentioned. We will set up snow fences on the library lawn. Each exhibitor will get a section of snow fence. They'll pick one or two pieces to be judged. Am I disturbing you, Jennifer?
You're not.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm looking for something. I'm listening.
Can you do it quietly?
You can really hear that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
So all the snow fences will be filled with local artist's work. The work will be for sale, so be sure to come and check it out. You might find something for over your couch in your living room. There'll probably be something for everyone. There's quite a wide style of art that was at the previous shows. I'm expecting the same this year.
I think so.
Also at the show, the 100 and Watercolor Society will have a tent set up, and they will be doing demonstrations of their work. There will also be music by Acoustic Road, a popular local band that's heard frequently at the Old York wineries.
And actually, I talked
over the summer
to Jeff on Tuesday, and he's really looking forward to it.
You did?
I did.
When was he in the library?
He called me.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he called me. My name is the one he had. So he just called
something
to check.
Something about the art show?
Yeah, just to check up and that everything was still on schedule.
Interesting.
Yes.
You just got your hands in everything, don't you, Jennifer?
I gave him Linda's phone number, and she called him back.
We'll also have concessions. Hopefully, we're working on that. We have a PR meeting today. I'll talk to Linda Sadebski about that, making sure that we will have concessions from either a 4-H group or a Girl Scout group, which we've done in the past.
The Boy Scouts, there was a Boy Scout group who did it, they've done for the book sale. You might be able to hook up with them if it's getting late.
That'd be great. Oh, they just did it for the previous book sale? What did they have?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
I'm surprised you even know
the book sale was last weekend.
It was last weekend.
You don't know anything about it.
I know there was a Boy Scout troop selling, I believe, hot dogs.
But you can also, if you wish, and you want to spend a while at the art show, bring like a chair or a blanket and your own picnic lunch. You're welcome to do that and just hang out around, meet a lot of the local artists. They love to talk.
The garden is...
I know Richard Gershner will be there. And
he loves to
he'll
talk.
He'll talk your ear off.
Richard, he said it. I didn't this time. and the Friends Garden...
But in a good way.
The Friends Garden is in bloom.
Yes, the new sidewalk will be there. So. Something to see. And actually, the 100 Watercolor Society...
The Watercolor Society will have a show.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
That's very professional of you. I had to clear my throat. And we'll have a show in our main gallery that month.
You want water?
To see as well. No, I'm all right.
Okay.
Let's talk right through it, Jennifer.
Okay.
So that's the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please save the date. You're not going to want to miss that
You're not going to want to miss it. All right, it's 11:45, so I'm going to give Jim a chance to get a drink, clear his throat. We're going to do some commercials and be right back before Jim Cano comes in at 12 o'clock with Taking Care of Business.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politosh of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano will be in to take care of business in 8 short minutes.
Jennifer, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that the same day as the Outdoor Art Show, the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce is hosting their Community Day at South County Branch Park.
They sure are. You just heard
that. So this is what you do that day. Kind of sleep in a little bit. Maybe get a light breakfast. Where's a good place to get a light breakfast, Jennifer?
A light breakfast?
Yeah, like a bagel or something.
Main Street Bagel.
Good tip there, Jennifer. Go down to Main Street Bagel, get a bagel, maybe sit on the... it's going to be a beautiful day. So sit on the sidewalk and maybe do a little people watching.
Oh, there's a bagel place up on Route 12 near the library also.
No, Jennifer, we've already said Main Street Bagel.
All right, we're on Main Street.
Get a Main Street Bagel, then head over to the Hunterdon County Library. I've taken the art show in the morning. Maybe stay around noon, find maybe a piece or two for your house. Meet some local artists. Catch Acoustic Road, a few songs from them. You'll be glad you did. Then maybe a light lunch somewhere. It's just something snacky. Maybe not even a lunch, Jennifer. Like a...
You might have
grabbed a hot dog at the
because there
art
is
show.
They do have food vendors at the Community Day,
right?
So
that's true. So you want to eat light, like all day, because it's going to be a big eating day for you. So you're going to pick a couple pieces of art, meet some local artists, hear some good music, maybe meet you're an artist yourself, Jennifer. Let's just paint a picture here. No pun intended. And you join the Hunterdon Watercolor Society. Maybe you're that good already.
Do you have to be good to join the Watercolor Society, or just be interested?
I think you should pay your dues. I don't know. Like any club, Jennifer, I don't know. So you have a great time. Maybe leave a little bit, maybe 12:30. You leave the art show. Head over to Community Day down to South County Park. Like Jennifer said, you've only eaten lightly so far. Just a little hit-and-miss meals. So maybe grab a little nosh there while you're walking around meeting all the community groups that will be there. Getting to know your community, Jennifer. This is what Saturday, June 13th is going to be all about. And then after that, you're kind of hungry because you've just been hit or miss. So maybe you take a little drive around the countryside for a little while, see the beautiful farms, maybe go back around Surgeonsville or as you're coming back toward Flemington. And then where's a good place to eat dinner? Get maybe a beer or a glass of wine. Have a nice dinner and just recap the day.
Well, I would have said the Surgeonsville Inn. You know, I saw
because the picture that you bought at the art show in 40 years is going to be priceless because you just the artist that you bought it from ends up being famous.
Do you know they're working on the Surgeonsville Inn?
Are they?
They are. I drove by Monday.
And
they're starting to clean up.
Any plans or any dates?
I just saw they were cleaning up.
Great.
Which
well,
is
that's a start.
Great start.
That'll be done well before the Union Hotel, I bet.
So, and I'd say go to the Stockton Inn and take in some more history, but every time I drive by there, it's still closed.
They're going to open that to the...
Once in a while, it looks like the bar is open, but...
Oh, really?
I don't know.
All right, a good place for dinner. We'll bring them back to Flemington.
Yeah, bring back to Flemington, I think. Unless you just want to grab a pizza.
You know, a new place that opened that my wife actually absolutely loves, she says it's her favorite restaurant in Hunter, Canada. It's called The Clean Plate. It's in Clinton. It's at the one right on the river there.
Oh, okay.
It's changed owners several times. It's called The Clean Plate Kitchen now. And she says it's fantastic.
Why does she
And,
like
of course,
it?
It's probably one of the best places to eat in Hunter, Canada, just for the view. You're right by the Iron Bridge, right by the Red Mill, right along the river there. They have a beautiful patio.
What does she like?
It's all...
Vegetarian?
Organic? Yeah, exactly. But I was able to... I forget what I ate there.
Oh, you ate there also. What did you think of it?
I thought it was good. I mean, I wouldn't call it my favorite restaurant, but I'm not as conscious an eater as my wife is.
Yep. I know that. What is your favorite restaurant?
In Hunterdon County, food wise, atmosphere wise, what? I mean, I used to like the Surgeonsville Inn, obviously. I mean, for food, the atmosphere isn't great, but just quality food, time and again, is Jake's Bar and Restaurant on 202. You really can't go wrong with anything you order there.
Oh, you know what? We had staff day on last Friday. We should give a shout out to Cooked to Order on South Main Street. They did our catering.
Job. Yes, they always do a good job.
They always do a really good job.
South Main Street, there's also an ice cream shop right there, too.
There is.
So maybe that's how you finish your day with an ice cream at, I think it's called The Ice Cream Parlor.
Is it?
It's right near the fire station on South Main Street. Across from where Frank's Tavern used to be. Back in the old days. All right, Jennifer, it is 11:57 on my clock.
No, it's not. We have 3 more minutes.
Really? Okay, go ahead. The 3 minutes are all yours,
the
Jennifer.
The 3 minutes are all mine? Well, tell me what we have upcoming.
How is that all yours?
How does that mean?
If I'm telling
what have
you
what have you booked for the summer?
Oh, we have the summer concerts are all booked. Yes, thank you, Jennifer. We have 3 concerts again this year. Every other week I'm doing it this year, Jennifer, because in between 2 of them I'm going away, so... I didn't want to be gone.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
See how I think about it?
Yes, because we're up to about 2 bottles of wine now.
So July 8th will be the first show. It's going to be the Summer Swing Orchestra. They performed last year, and if you remember, Jennifer, they got rained out maybe about a quarter of the way through their show.
Yeah, but they played Fast and Furious.
Yes, so we owed it to them to bring them back. So they will be performing. All the concerts start at 6:30 p.m. to Race the Sun, Jennifer. So the first concert is July 8th. The Summer Swing Orchestra. Then 2 weeks later, July 22nd, the Blauenberg Band returns. And that's the big band from, what's the name of that little town?
Blauenberg.
Is it Blauenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. On the way to Princeton, I was going to say. Yes. Okay, Blauenberg.
It's right outside of Hopewell and between Hopewell and Rocky Hill.
I said in the air. What a moron. Okay. So that's
July 22nd. You said that on the air, too.
So they play a lot of patriotic marches, Sousa-type
I always think of a gazebo.
Oh yeah, and they're excellent. The leader is very charismatic. I forget what his name is. And then finally, Jennifer. For how many years have we had them now? The last band, August 5th.
Five.
The British Invasion tribute returns. They've become wildly popular. They tour all over the place now. And we're lucky to have them back again on August 5th. On Wednesday, I'll start making flyers shortly for all these programs so people can save the dates as well. So just another big event coming to the Huntington County Library. Thanks to the Friends for partially sponsoring the series. It's more probable than not that the Friends sponsored the Huntington County Library concert series.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, it's got to be time
now. It's got to be time now. All right. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, come in, or go online now. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Public safety officials are surveying the damage across the plains today after tornadoes tore through the region yesterday. Oklahoma City appears to have been the hardest hit, with more than a dozen people injured after a twister shredded a mobile home park. The Atlantic's first named tropical storm this year could hit parts of coastal North and South Carolina by Friday night. Forecasters say the storm will pack heavy rains and gusty winds that are likely to cause rough surf and some beach erosion. It's National Police Week, and NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton says it's a time to pause and be reminded of the importance of police during a time of tension.
We're in a crisis at this time in this country around issues of race, around effectiveness of policing, around police tactics, probably the most significant I've seen since I joined policing in 1970.
Bratton spoke yesterday at a ceremony in Times Square honoring officers who've died in the line of duty. Stocks are opening lower on global jitters and the continued run-up in oil prices. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all lower in early trading. This is USA Headline News.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A San Diego attorney is just one of many people fighting mad over the boxing match between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao.
Abbas Kazerounian has filed a class action lawsuit against Pacquiao and his promotional team, asking that the people in California who paid the nearly $100 to see the fight be reimbursed. Kazerounian says Pacquiao and his team should have told people about his shoulder injury before the fight and not announce it in the post-fight press conference. The lawsuit filed in San Diego Superior Court is the first in California, but there are several other attorneys in different states doing the same thing. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is going ahead with a speech tonight, one day after the NFL's investigation into the flap known as Deflategate showed the Pats superstar in a bad light. The investigation found that the footballs New England used in its AFC Championship game win over the Indianapolis Colts had less air than league rules require. The report also says Brady likely knew about the manipulation. Tom Brady is scheduled to speak tonight at Salem State University, just north of Boston. This is USA Headline News.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
A Vegas man is recalling one of the scariest moments of his life. 67-year-old Bill Suter was hiking Mount Everest when the Nepal earthquake hit.
It was pretty substantial. There were people getting knocked off their feet.
Suter was on the sixth day of a trip with the Tusker Group on a hike to the Everest base camp when the event happened. He says several people in the area around him suffered broken bones, even lost their lives on the mountain.
There